I couldn't catch my breath. Went to my coach. He thought it'd be a good idea to go to training with it. Went to them. They thought it was a good idea to pull me.
Was it the first play?
I'm not sure. It was early in the game. It was. That's when I think it happened. But like I said, I kept going back out, and it was harder and harder to catch my breath. Went to the trainers. They did a great job pulling me out and recognizing the symptoms and treated me.
Did you take a hard hit in the end of the previous game against the Rams?
No.
Could have been anything lingering from the week before.
I doubt it.
What do you think when you'd be out there? Is it just a matter of...
Whenever the doctors and the coaches clear me, I'll be back out there with those guys and trying to help this team win games.
What went through your head, though, when they told you it was a bruised lung? I mean, that's an unusual injury.
Yeah, very unusual. I was trying to think back to what happened, and I didn't feel a hit was delivered that hard to make that happen. So it was a shock to me. But they're doing everything they can to get me back right and get me back on the field.
Do you have any lingering symptoms or anything like that?
None. I'm perfectly fine. Trying to get out early yesterday, they wouldn't let me, but they've just been very precautious. They don't want anything to happen day after or whatever. So they're just doing their jobs.
Was there any blood, spitting of blood or anything?
I was a little bit, but not a lot. And
during the course of the game? Or?
After the game, during the game, after the game, yeah.
And your ribs are fine?
Ribs are perfect. No pain, no bruising, not sore. Kind of took the doctors for a surprise, too. They figured there should be some soreness, but there wasn't.
When did they take you to the hospital? During the game or after the game?
During the game.
What was your reaction when they told you what it was? I mean, was it scary in that way?
At that point, I was still feeling fine, so it kind of baffled me, but at the same time, I trust I trust their decisions and their diagnosis.
So you were putting up blood on the side.
Yes, sir.
Is it frustrating, you know, because you're going through your first training camp and preseason and you want to get those reps?
Definitely. I think this is the best way to help anybody learn. You have to go through it. I learn better when I do stuff. So now I'm missing out on valuable reps that could help me down the season. But like I said earlier, whenever the doctors and the coaches clip me to get back on the field, that's when I'll be back.
What can they do for you? I mean, it's not any good. What can you do for this?
I guess just rest up and let it heal.
Have they given you any estimates for a timeline?
They haven't. But like I said earlier, just whenever the coaches and the doctors come to the conclusion that I'm ready to play, I'll be ready.
They tell you not to run or lift weights, or what's up with that?
They just said take it easy for a couple of days, and then we'll get you back as soon as possible.
Have you tried to jog?
I was out here earlier, but not a lot.
Do you know if you'll be out this next game at least?
I don't know yet.
And did you know that Eddie Royal also suffered a bruised lung today?
Who's that?
He's a wide receiver with the Chargers.
That was this past game?
Today.
Oh, wow. Man.
It's contagious.
It's contagious, yeah. I hope not. Up there, not anymore. But
was it on your first special teams play, you think, that you started
I believe so.
Is it the opening kick, their opening?
I believe so.
How many special teams plays were you out there?
About five or six.
Was this scary on any level for you?
Honestly, no. It wasn't. If I didn't have the shortest of breath, I think I would have still been out there. Like nothing else was that bad that made me think I needed to get out. Just couldn't catch my breath. Thought it'd be a good idea to tell the coaches. They got with the trainers. Like I said, they recognized those symptoms and they pulled me out. They made the right call.
Did they make you stay those two? Did they make you stay those two nights? Did you tell them you wanted to go home?
I told them I wanted to go home, but they thought it'd be better than the same hotel. The place we were at was pretty nice, so it was like you might as well stay here and get proper care.
What did they do for you while you were in the hospital?
They gave me a bed. Gave you a TV, they said, watch this, don't move, you'll be okay.
Is this something, this can be kind of scary. I mean, did you have, like, any family members that came up?
My brothers were still in town, so they came up and saw me.
What did your mom say?
Yeah, they called her, and she kind of jumped the gun. She misunderstood what they said, so she got kind of worried, but we got it all straightened out.
What did they think what did she think they said?
Well, she called my brothers and said, broken ribs, da, 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 and they come there worried, and I'm sitting on the bed, and they're just like, okay, well, he doesn't look like he has broken ribs, so.
Are you kind of, I mean, obviously, we hear bruised lung, and it sounds like a serious thing.
Yeah, exactly. You think it's, well, I would think it would be serious, but like I said, I feel fine. Would rather be out there, but, you know, I got to listen to the doctors and take their advice and take it slow and easy.
Are you relieved in a sense that, you know, you're out here and, oops, you know, it seems like you're doing okay after a couple of days?
I've been like this for the past couple of days. I was like this when I was in the hospital that night, and I told them I was fine, but they just wanted to take it slow, like I said, and they got the scans, and they made the right call.